So I want these Bob raw, this stuff, to be presented to you raw. Most people are going to, I mean, obviously the Bugsers that we have now are getting to the point where we're semi-pros, and this is, and anybody is welcome to listen to this, of course, but anybody is welcome to attend a symphony orchestra, you know, but this is not for them. This is not for snobs. This is for people who think. Okay, now, I brought up the fact that this campaign has split into four groups. To my mind, there's the Mommy Professor group with Bernie Sanders. There are a bunch of Americans who are getting pissed off who are for Trump. There are the Rubio National Review crowd, the right, the snobs on the right. Then there's the one that's going to win, the ICE Station Hillary. Now, the interesting thing about ICE Station Hillary is that she is the absolute opposite. I don't think you could find anything more any candidate in, I don't know, I guess all of history, more opposite to Bill Clinton than Hillary. Bill Clinton, finally, I've kept telling you in Washington, you use this good old Southern accent and they fall for it every frigging time. It was almost magical to me that they would underestimate you. And when you're in politics, being underestimated is pure gold. Well, they suddenly discovered that this guy with this deep Southern accent and hello and all that, and really, well, sincerely liked you know, Bill Clinton, that he was a genius. Really, I don't think there's been a political genius like that since the 19th century, early 19th century. But Bill Clinton knew all of the stuff that the snobs talk about. I've mentioned to you that one of Ronald Reagan's tricks was that he had those people, I guess it's the Irish and the Southerners, but he had people thinking that he was an idiot. And he would have people in for, say, being interviewed, final interview for Deputy Assistant Secretary of State or something. And he would read up first. And when they walked in the door, here was this sweet old man. And the people he didn't want were completely taken in by him, like they were by Southern accents. But Reagan had read, when he read a subject, he had read it all. It was astonishing. And these people just stepped into traps. And he would talk, you know, I can't talk like that, but like Reagan talked. And they would give canned answers, and they would be canned. I mean, there was no way he was going to let a bunch of smart asses take over positions when he had read the subject and he knew what was going on. So this is not unusual in Washington. This, we might call it the snob trap that the Southerners used until Clinton. I don't think it will ever be as good as it was in the day before that. The Southern trap or the Reagan trap, where this idiot, you know, you give him the answers that he's supposed to want. The problem is he knows what answers he's supposed to want. So. But Hillary Now they got over it with Bill Clinton. They had to tell each other that he was a genius. You know, even though he's easygoing, had the Southern accent, all stuff, he used it up until he went to Washington. And in Washington, it took him a while to discover that this guy was a genius. Now, Hillary, on the other hand, is, as I say, and puzzling to me since she's from Arkansas, but I guess she spent too much time with the snobs because she looks like an ice station. And I think the reason it looks so much like that is because she's such a contrast to Bill, who was sort of uber Southern. But I think we're all used to the fact that Hillary's going to be the next president. There was a stumbling block, as I pointed out in 208, that the Clintons were going on this we are whites who are black type of thing. And I pointed out the tricky problem here is that if you got the blacks lined up for you, by this I mean the owners of the blacks, the blacks who you go to if you want the black vote. But they saw the Clintons were being white black people, so they, or at least Obama, latched on to the fact that maybe the blacks this time would want a black person. So they really misestimated there. I don't know how they could have avoided it, but Obama jumped in there and just took the presidency away from Hillary. This time, she may be, people who make one mistake often make another. She may be making the same kind of mistake because ice station Hillary is her problem. She should be able to walk into the presidency with no trouble at all. But as I say, it's my impression, this was the business I was in, she comes off like an iceberg. And what's particularly weird about that is her husband broke the old snobbish stereotype that the president has to come off as a distant, authoritative figure. I mean, everybody felt like they could walk up and talk to Bill Clinton, you know. And she is such a contrast. But they also, as I say, they made that other mistake when they decided to go a little too much toward the white-black people thing. And I think that Hillary is, I don't know what she's reacting to, but she seems to be trying to prove that she's intelligent despite the fact she's a woman. But that doesn't mean rude. And I won't say she's actually rude. She is cold, distant. And like I say, I get a freezing feeling when I look at her. And I think, what in the hell are you doing? You know, you should have these people in your head. And you're from Arkansas. You're smarter than that. So I think she's making a terrible mistake with this. But the election math, unless we split into three parties, and again, I'll talk about that. The arithmetic of three parties in this case. But anyway, let me finish on this point. Hillary's big problem is that she is an ice station. People do not identify with her. She turns people off. So, I know this is a bit boring the way I wander around like this, but that's the point of having people that I've worked with. You now know how I work. the few of you who have realized what the power of the ideas can be will stay with me. The rest of them, they're not bugsers. They don't count.